Bumble has about 12.3 million users. How are you gonna stand out?
Hey there, podcast listeners. So this audio is actually being ripped from our YouTube video, so please ignore it if I say some YouTube-y or otherwise irrelevant stuff. But when I do say to subscribe in this audio, just take it as subscribing or following us on any platform that you are listening. Thanks, now enjoy the podcast.
Hey, welcome to Online for Love, your number one resource for dating by the numbers. Today we're going to be going over how to make your Bumble profile stand out among the crowd. Before we get into all of our tips and tricks though, you should definitely make sure to check out our free online dating app quiz, because this quiz is actually going to pair you with your perfect online dating site or dating app. It's quick, fun, easy, and completely free. That's going to be linked above me and found in the description down below. Maybe Bumble is your perfect dating app, maybe there's a different app for you, so make sure to check out that quiz. Go ahead, click the link above me, take the quiz, and come on back here and comment below what your results are, because we'd love to know. While you're at it, do not forget to check out our free online dating opener formula. This secret opener formula is going to triple your response rates on any dating site or dating app. Again, it's completely free, and that's really going to help you with those pesky first messages, especially if you are a woman on Bumble and you all of a sudden have like the responsibility of sending that first message. Make sure to check out our free guide to on how to send the best first messages. Once again, completely free, linked above me and found in the description down below. Alright, so Bumble is one of the most popular dating apps on the market right now. Seems like everybody is on Bumble, and some of the most successful relationships are coming from Bumble, which makes sense why you would want your profile to stand out and get the most success on this dating app. Whether you are a woman or a man, it's very important to make your profile stand out because there's a lot of competition. Like I said earlier, there's about 12.3 million profiles active on Bumble at this very moment. So how are you going to make yourself stand out amongst the crowd? It's very common when using Bumble or any dating app to sort of get swallowed within the crowd, to sort of blend in. You know, we're used to this sort of instant gratification, we're swiping yes or no on people, we're looking at people as if they're a commodity, and how do you make yourself really stand out to those people who you really want to impress? There are a few key ways to do this, and we have a few insider tips and tricks to help you out today. So let's get started. Let's start with our very first tip on how to make your profile stand out on Bumble. So the very first tip we have for you is to make your very first photo on Bumble stand out. So of course you already know how important it is to have photos on your dating profiles, not just photos, but good photos. And something that you might not have really considered too much before is that your first photo has to really stand out from the crowd and really be like your best photo. Of course, you might know that you should put your best foot forward in your best photo first, but what does that exactly mean? Let's go over a few things that's gonna help you with that first photo standing out. First off, you want your first photo to be good quality. You don't want it to be taken from a Nokia phone back in 2004. You want this to be good quality, not grainy. You want to be able to see you. Sometimes people get shy on their dating profiles when online, and they think that the less that the people can see of them, the better. So maybe you'll post photos hiding in the back of a photo, like, I don't know, you're really not in the forefront, or maybe you'll be hidden among a group of people. But really, I understand being shy, but you have to show what you look like, and you have to have a good quality picture. Because if you don't have a good quality picture where you can really see what you look like, people will automatically just swipe past you because they're thinking, why should I bother? I don't know what this person looks like. There's a million other choices. I'm just gonna move on to someone who I do know what they look like. Like, why would they take the chance on someone who they're not clear what they even appear to look like? So you have to have a good quality photo. You also want your first photo to preferably not be a selfie. Now, I'm not 100% against selfies on your dating profiles. I think that there is a time and place. I think that if you take a good selfie, then it can help you in your dating pursuits online. However, your first photo should not be a selfie. Your first photo should be, you know, either someone else has taken it for you or you set up a tripod, but you want to appear sort of as natural in yourself as possible. Selfies are pretty unnatural. I mean, in normal life, unless you're taking a selfie, you're not going to be like smiling like that, you know? So it's best to not have a selfie photo. You also want to make sure that your photo shows you being happy. You want to attract people to you, and the best way to do this is to appear happy and good natured, and at least like you're content in your life and what you're doing. A lot of people like to put very serious photos, and again, there's a time and place for that. If you look really good in a serious looking photo, then hey, that can really help you on your dating profile. However, the very first photo, you want to be inviting. You want to sort of invite the person looking at you to know more about you. You want to seem warm. You want to seem like a person who, I don't know, they're just interested in you, give off good vibes. And the best way to do that is to look happy. Now, you don't have to be, you know, ear to ear grin, but you should at least not look upset. All right, I'm gonna move on to the next tip, but before I do, if you are enjoying this video so far, please be sure to give us a big thumbs up and subscribe to the channel. So it really helps us out when you give our videos a thumbs up, because that shows YouTube that people are enjoying our content. So then YouTube pushes our videos out for more people to see. So we would really appreciate your thumbs up and your subscriptions. All right, but let's go on to the very next tip on our best tips on how to make your Bumble profile stand out, and that's going to be to uniquely fill out your bio. So you have the choice on your Bumble account to fill out your biography, to fill out prompts about you, to fill out information about you, and you need to take this opportunity to write about yourself. Do not leave it blank. It's going to make people feel a little bit suspicious, feel like they don't know who you are right off the bat. Again, you're not making it easy to sort of swipe right on you. You want to showcase your personality, you want to show who you are, you want to give them a reason to swipe right on you. And if you leave it blank, it doesn't really make you mysterious, it just means like you're putting no effort in, and they'll probably move on to someone who has put in a little bit of effort, because again, it just makes it easier to know what they're getting into and who they're swiping on. When it comes to your online dating profile, especially on Bumble, less is not more. You need to write some things about yourself. And not only do you need to write some things about yourself, but they have to be unique to you. It's not really a great time in your bio to be stealing jokes, stealing quotes. Maybe if you like adore a quote, you could put it in there somewhere, I suppose. But in general, it's really best to write your own unique information and answers, because chances are, no matter how unique or cool or funny you think that a joke is or a quote is, chances are a lot of other people think it's really cool, fun, unique as well, and have put it on their dating profiles too. If you want to stand out, you have to be unique. Write stuff that comes from your own mind. Don't steal. The more original you are, the better a chance you have of standing out and, you know, being memorable in people's minds, and the better a chance you have of more people swiping right on you and matching with you. So when you're on Bumble and you have made matches, it'll be time to send a first message forward, or time to reply to a first message. And if you want to make sure you're sending the best first message, just make sure to check out our free online dating opener formula. That's going to be linked above me and found in the description down below. This secret opener formula is going to triple your response rates on a host of different dating apps and dating sites. It's going to make those pesky first messages way easier to figure out and to know what to say. So make sure to check that out. Once again, it's completely free. It will be linked above me and found in the description down below. Our third tip on how to make your Bumble profile stand out is to not mention other people. So I've already talked about how you don't want to have a lot of group photos or photos with other people, and this sort of extends into this area as well. Not just in your photos, but in your bio. You don't want to be mentioning other people that much, because once again, remember that your Bumble profile is about you, not anyone else, not your opinions on anyone else. So not only do you not want to have photos in a group settings, or a lot of them at least, you don't want to have photos with other people of the gender who you are trying to date. So for example, if you are a man trying to date women, you're heterosexual, then try to avoid having photos with women on your profile. And vice versa, if you are a girl, try to avoid having photos with men on your profile. It doesn't necessarily even matter that it's your cousin or whatever, it just gives a bad look. And how many people will take the time to read who is that person they're with? Probably they'll see you with another person of the gender you're trying to date, and they might get turned off and swipe away. So it might be tempting to show that you are liked by other people of the gender you're trying to date, but it just is off-putting, and it makes you seem sort of like a player. It looks like you're not serious about dating. You especially want to avoid any pictures with exes. That is a huge red flag. And even if you're thinking, oh, they won't know that's my ex, people will figure it out. And keeping on the topic of keeping your dating profile based on you only and not other people, this is not a time to talk badly about other people. So on a lot of dating profiles, you might find sometimes that they'll be like, I'm not looking for a person who is like this, like this, like this. I don't want a person who takes themselves too seriously. I don't like when women do this. I don't like when men do that. Try to avoid these negative statements, because this is not really a time to vent your frustrations about the sex that you're trying to date. It's actually a turn off. It gives off the vibe that you don't often get dates and you're bitter. People want to know why they should date you. Your dating profile is sort of a way to show off who you are, sort of advertise what you could be to someone else. This is a time to put your best foot forward and to prove why someone should like you, not to complain about why you don't like other people. Question of the day: have you ever updated your dating profiles in a way that has helped you gain way more matches and success on whatever dating site or app that you're using? If you have updated your dating profile at some point and found way more success after, what did you do? Did you update your photos? Did you update your bio? Did you fill in your bio? Did you write a little bit less in your bio? What are some of your own personal tips and tricks and things that have worked for you when upgrading your dating profile? Leave your comments, anecdotes, questions, everything down in the comments down below. We'd love to hear from you. The next Bumble dating profile tip we have for you is to showcase your personality and who you really are. So this might seem obvious, it might seem like obvious advice, however, it's kind of easier said than done. So when you're filling out your bio, it can be very tempting to steal ideas from other people, to steal quotes. It can be tempting to sort of, you know, maybe whitewash your personality, to sort of make yourself the best version of yourself, therefore downplaying your actual likable attributes and the things that make you unique in your personality. You want to showcase who you are, because the more you try to be a bland, boring person who could fit as many people as possible, you know, appealing to the lowest common denominator, the more you just might be overlooked because you're too plain and too similar to other people. You do want to stand out on your dating profile. You want to show your personality. You want to attract people to you who like you for who you are. It'll cut out all the people who might be matching with you who don't really know who you are. It'll attract people who will like you for you. And showing your personality actually really attracts people. People like people who stand out and who are themselves and who are interesting and different. You want to get specific. Talk about your hobbies, you know, make some jokes, show off a little bit of your mind, how it works. Being yourself shows confidence, which is super attractive. If you haven't already, make sure you like this video and subscribe to the channel. Now let's go on to our last tip, which is to keep your profile updated. So this is a very common mistake. A lot of people will start their Bumble profiles or any dating app profile. They'll make it once, they'll make it what they think is perfect, and then never change from it and never vary from that. This can really work against you in so many ways. First off, things become dated a bit faster than you might even realize. So the things that you wrote about on your profile a year ago might not be relevant anymore. Maybe your jokes about the end of Game of Thrones are just not hitting the way they used to because that is so old news. You have to keep things updated and fresh. Not only that, but over time, if you are on dating apps long enough where your profile has been seen many times, people might come back and see your profile again and think, wow, this person has not changed. Why should I swipe on them now, you know? You want to see growth in your dating profile and you want to keep things updated. You want to seem like you are actually living your life, and when people go to see your photos, they can tell that they are new and they're updated, and that's what you look like now, and your prompts and your bio make sense and it's up to date and it's not dated and everything like that. You don't need to be updating your profile every single day, but definitely make sure you go and check in. I mean, do you even look like that photo anymore? Is that your favorite thing to do anymore? Have your hobbies changed? Has your lifestyle changed? What's different that you need to update? At least maybe every few weeks, just take a look and see if you can't update your profile a little bit. But that is going to just about wrap up this video. I hope that you found these tips helpful, and I hope that you have the best time using Bumble and that your profile really stands out to everyone you want it to stand out for. Thank you so much for watching this video. If you haven't already, please make sure to take our free online dating app quiz that's going to pair you with your perfect online dating site or dating app. The link to that's going to be found above me and in the description down below. Make sure to take the quiz and find out your perfect online dating site or dating app. While you're at it, also make sure to check out our free online dating opener formula. That link is going to be above me and found in the description down below as well. It's completely free. It's going to help you out with those pesky first messages. Now that you are also just about done with this video, make sure to check out some of our other ones popping up on either side of me. And don't forget to answer the question of the day. What are some upgrades that you have made to your online dating profiles that have really helped you out? Leave your tips, tricks, anecdotes, questions, everything down below. We love to hear from you in the comment section. But that's gonna just about wrap up this video. Thank you so much for watching. Please leave a like if you liked it and subscribe if you loved it. And hopefully we'll see you here again at Online for Love. Thanks, bye!